This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Your designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Your doctor can do for you. Ask what you can do for yourself. There I am channeling President Kennedy again. Welcome, everyone, to hour number one of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and you really can be your own best doctor most of the time, and I'll tell you how. So glad you tuned in today because we have a great show plan for you today. A lot of healthy information, a lot of data for you to consider in order to help your lifespan and enjoy a higher quality of life. That's really what it's all about. You have the opportunity to get information you otherwise may not find anywhere else. In particular, calling into the show and having the ability to ask a question about a particular health condition that you may be challenged by right now. You may be suffering with something. It could be sleep issues or sinusitis or arthritis or anxiety. Or maybe you have headaches or hemorrhoids. Or you want to know how to deal with psoriasis or prostate problems. Can't get rid of that belly bloat or that back pain? How about what can you do to prevent the common cold or flu or get over it quickly if you have it? Or maybe you're struggling with tremors or ringing in the ears, tinnitus. If any of those make any sense or anything in between that you're that's going on with your health right now, I'm here for you. Call in now and ask that question about your health. We have a toll-free number nationwide to call in on right now. Our number into the program, 888-553-7262. 1-888-55, and then on your touchtone phone, just spell out the word Dr. Bob. That's D-R-B-O-B. 1-888-553-7262 is the call and phone number to get into the show. Oh boy, do we have a great show. Man alive. Let's begin first before we move forward with the topics we're going to cover today on the show. And let you know about last week's health poll question. If you're with us last week, you know that the health poll question had to do with the time change, which has occurred virtually hours ago. And now we go back again to standard time. And I'll tell you who the genius was who invented or thought up or brought forth the idea of the concept of daylight savings time. I'll tell you who that was and when it happened. We've done some research on it. I didn't know until this time. But, you know, most people in the United States did face the time change, except for the states of Arizona, Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands. I think there's one other place that does not participate in the change during the year, the return to standard time from daylight savings time. So last week on the show, we asked the question of you, the listener of this radio show, are you in favor of eliminating seasonal time changes? And the reason we asked that question of you is because there's a movement about wherein they're trying to get it changed and eliminated, all of it. As most Americans were preparing for today, the changeover, which happened literally hours ago, return to standard time, 63% in this previous, this is another survey that was taken that prompted us to run one as well, 63% of Americans want a fixed time. They don't want time change. How does that affect you? Have you ever noticed when you lose that hour of sleep or you gain that hour of sleep and it messes up your clock? What kind of effect does that have on you? Now, the co-pilot of this show, the gentleman who takes your phone calls and does all the screening, he doesn't like it. He voiced his disagreement with it before we went on the air today, saying that he loses that hour of sleep and it messes him up big time. How does it affect you? Does it really impact you besides the psychological part of it that you have to remember to change your clock if you're in an area where this is participated in? Well, let me tell you something. And if you want to call in and share some information on how the time change you believe, whether it's subjective or otherwise, how the time change affects you, you can, as well as open line questions this hour. That's fine. Any and all, excuse me, health questions are fair game here on the program. But related to last week's health poll question, evidence of the negative impacts of seasonal time changes continue to accumulate, yet we continue to participate in it. And there is a real momentum behind the push to end time changes. That, according to Dr. Ramar, president of the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, who favors, that organization favors a fixed nationwide time. No change. Again, going back and forth from daylight savings time to standard time. A recent position paper by this American Academy of Sleep Medicine said that the health and safety would benefit Americans if the seasonal time changes were eliminated. It called for the permanent use of standard time, which it said more closely aligns with the daily rhythms of the body's internal clock. And I say absolutely. More than 20 other organizations have endorsed the statement. They include the National Safety Council, the National Parent Teacher Association, and the World Sleep Society. So there's a lot of energy behind this, to eliminate this silly time change that happens. Time changes, by the way, did you know, increase the risk of stroke? The time change increases the risk of hospital admissions and sleep loss, which it in fact affects my co-pilot of this radio show. He voiced a strong disagreement of it before the show took to the air today. And it also increases inflammation, one of the body's responses to stress, because it is stressful to change when we're messing with Mother Nature. I mean, we should be going with the clock, as in the sunlight, up and down only. Researchers recently reported an 18% increase in adverse medical events due to human error in the week after switching to daylight savings time in the spring. And we're going to face it again next spring. Permanent year-round standard time is the best choice to most closely match our body's circadian sleep-wake cycle, folks. When you start messing with clocks like that for the sake of the silliness of how it got started in the first place, it's just not effective. And then a president of the United States, I think it was George Bush the second. He extended it even worse, made it worse. So I think we should eliminate it. You voted. We'll have the I'll tell you about the results of that in just a minute. But I want to tell you where this came from. A guy by the name of George Hudson, an entomologist from New Zealand, came up with the modern concept of daylight savings time back in 1895. That's where it came from. That's the history behind it. Entomologist, a guy that deals with bugs and insects and ants and bees and stuff like that. He's the guy who came up with it. 1895, New Zealand. And he proposed a two-hour time shift so he could work more hours in the sunshine and go out and do more bug hunting in the summer. That's how it happened, folks, and we're still suffering from it. We'll tell you about the results of the poll when we come back after this. And we'll go to your phone calls. Joyce, you're up first. Stand by. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what you do? He said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing.
Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I thank you for tuning into the program. You have entered a healing zone where people tune in each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and stay healthy naturally. And the way that we can get started with that conversation is you go over to your telephone, you think about what's ailing you right now, and you call in and you tell Dr. Bob where it hurts. Have you had your Dr. Bob talk yet? If not, I am here for you. Become independently healthy as opposed to dependently sick. You do that with gaining knowledge and information and putting it into action. This is your chance to resurrect your good health safely and naturally. Here's the number into the program. Open line health questions or health comments are fair game here. So have at it. The number into the program, toll free nationwide, 1-888-553-7262. 888-55 Dr. Bob, that's D-R-B-O-B on your touchtone phone, or 1-888-553-7262. Now, prior to the break, I relayed to you how this silly daylight savings time came about. We have just changed back hours ago to standard time, where we roll the clock again. And if you've ever wondered why it happened back in 1895. George Hudson, a insect specialist, an entomologist from New Zealand, said, I want to be out in the summer light longer in order to collect bugs and deal with bugs and insects. That's how it happened, folks, and we're still grappling with it. It's a bummer, and it ought to be eliminated, in my opinion. But you voted. Here's the results of last week's health poll question. Are you in favor of eliminating this time seasonal change? Yes or no? Now, I want to thank those folks who made the effort to go to my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com, and voting on last week's health poll question. Are you in favor of eliminating the seasonal time change, yes or no? Well, you voted. Here are the results. Of those people who voted, 82% of you said, yes, kick it out. Get rid of it. Eliminate it. Toss it to the curb. Get rid of this silly time change. I'm on board with that. Big time, have been for years. My co-pilot, Alex, he's also all over it. He's asked me this morning, why do I have to lose an hour of sleep every time? Well, you don't. And if we can get rid of it, let's hope that we can. Whereas 18% of you who voted on that question, are you in favor of eliminating the seasonal time change? You said, no, you like it. You like to, I guess, be out in the sunlight to collect bugs like George Hudson in 1895. Oh, geez. All right. So thank you again, either way, for participating in last week's health poll question. Should we change the clock? Yes or no? We have another health poll question today. We'd love to get your opinion of it. It goes like this. Are you confident? Are you personally confident when the presidential election is decided, which is Tuesday, maybe Wednesday or Thursday and beyond, who knows? There's a lot of thought behind, ballots counting and all this other stuff. Are you confident when it's all said and done, when the dust settles, that our nation will seek peace and tranquility? Yes or no? Vote on that. When it's done, when the presidential, when we decide who's going to run the country presidentially for the next 4 years, you believe our nation will return or will have or seek peace and tranquility? Yes or no? Please vote on that on my website, drbob.com. D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. All right. We're going to go to your phone calls now. Open line health questions, health concerns, health quagmires, dilemmas, situations. I'm here for you. Call in now with your health question or health comment. And if you want to comment on the change of time zone, you know, where these time changes from standard to daylight savings time and how that impacts your health, has it? Or you just think it's psychological? Call in with your comment, 888-553-7262, 1-888-55-DR-BOB, 888 553-7262. And we'll, of course, go to your open line calls now. First up is Joyce. Joyce is calling in from Arkansas. Welcome to the program, Joyce. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Joyce, you're on the air. Go right ahead.
Talk about time change. I'm an hour early for church, so I'm taking a walk.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Yeah. My question is about tinnitus.
Mm-hmm.
What okay. to do?
All right. Well, it is a very bad problem. And, of course, tinnitus, or tinnitus, ringing in the ears is what it means, but it doesn't have to be ringing. It could be a hum. I mean, I had one patient describe it, Joyce, as jackhammers. He was a laborer, and he for a living, he would take a jackhammer and break up cement. So he did that for like 20 or 30 years, and then when he stopped, he still heard the jackhammer for years when he was retirement. So that was his form of tinnitus. But other people have it, a hum, a buzz, a chirp. It just simply means an aberrant noise that you're hearing that someone else standing right next to you doesn't hear. That's really not going on. And that noise, that disrupting, annoying noise, is actually happening inside your own ear mechanism, and it's sending a message to a part of your brain that is interpreting it as noise, but it's really not noise. It's just a malfunction of these little tiny hairs in an area of your ear called the cochlea. And what happens, the reason why these things happen, one, it happens more commonly as we age. Two, it happens when we are exposed at some time in our life to loud noise, usually music, concerts, lounge lizard lounges and stuff like that, where they're blasting heavy-duty music past about 90 decibels, or a firecracker went off or something. Now, there are also other reasons. There are other reasons behind it, and those other reasons are related to drugs. There are drugs that actually can cause ringing in the ears. And there's 250 different drugs, starting with aspirin, ibuprofen, certain antibiotics can cause or make worse ringing in the ears, chemotherapy drugs, and about 256 others. So it's a multifaceted thing. So acoustic shock or trauma that means get away from loud noises. There are medical drugs, over 250 of them. Caffeine is another very common reason why people have ringing in the ears. So if you're using any caffeine in tea, coffee, chocolate, you might want to give that up for a while. There's also a homeopathic formulation called Ring Stop. You might want to try in the health food stores, Ring Stop. It's a combination of herbs and homeopathic remedies. Give it at least 90 days before you make a decision, because this problem is not easy to get rid of. It takes time. Also consider, Joyce, consider acupuncture. Consider chiropractic, because sometimes it could be related to distortion of the upper vertebrae in your neck or problem with your jaw joint. There, in other words, you can see there are multiple reasons, so you got to go down the list. Noise, medical drugs, spinal distortion in the upper neck, see your chiropractic physician. Try acupuncture. And, of course, there's always the treatment of doing noise distraction by using an FM station, static. But that's not one noise covering another noise up. All right, Joyce, thank you for your phone call. We're coming right back. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Urban Spice.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com.
Are you concerned with the change of seasons? Are you looking for a product to support a healthy immune system? Then you must be looking for Oreganol P73, made by North American Urban Spice, who are a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Oreganol P73 is not your normal oregano. No, Oreganol P73 is made from oregano that grows wild at 10,000 feet above sea level in the mountains of the Mediterranean. That's why it's such a powerful support for your immune system. Try Oreganol P73 today and discover what millions already know during this winter season. To learn more about Oreganol P73, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Oreganol P73.
Are you waiting on a lightning strike? Are you waiting for the perfect night? Are you waiting till the time is right? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to learn to deal with fear? Don't you want to take the wheel and steer? Don't you wait another minute here? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Being able to freely call into a radio health talk show and ask a question about one's health can be an awesome, liberating experience. It can, and you should try it. Oh, and by the way, did I mention the part about getting health advice from a licensed doctor for free? Now, you're invited to help me help you. Got a health problem, a health challenge, not feeling well, and you just don't know where to turn or what to do? Well, I'm here for you. If you have a health problem, maybe you can use me as a first, second, or third opinion regarding that problem. Because after all, I have been accused of disseminating safe, effective, and money-saving health advice. So come get some right here, right now. Our phone number into the show as we continue our open line health segment where you can call in and ask a question about your health or someone else's health or make a health comment. Here's the number. Jot it down. You never know when you're going to need it. 888-553-7262 is the call-in phone number. 1-888-55-DR-BOB. 1-888-553-7262 is the phone number. Now, if you're just tuning into the program, we have a health poll question we're asking you to give us your opinion of. Are you confident that when the presidential election is decided this Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, Thursday, or beyond, our nation will seek peace and tranquility? Yes or no? A vote on that, please, on my site, my website, drbob.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Also coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about the fact that manual labor. Know anybody who does manual labor? manual labor found to increase the risk of dementia. This comes from a very prominent university. New study out, how manual labor may increase the risk of dementia. And I know that sounds almost counterintuitive, but it does, and we'll tell you all about it. Also, the question, are you immune after exposure to coronavirus? So many people are saying, well, I should just go ahead and get it. I'm healthy, I'm young, I'll survive it. 99.9% tense people get over coronavirus. Once they get it, some are asymptomatic. They don't have any symptoms at all. Some are mild, some are moderate. But once you get it, and we all will get it, it's going to happen sooner or later. Once you get it, are you immune after the exposure to coronavirus? I'm going to give you a different perspective of that coming up on the show today. And Americans with a lower education level suffer more pain. They do. Hey, did you also hear about how grocery store workers are COVID-19 super spreaders? Oh my gosh. Grocery store workers have a 20-fold higher risk of testing positive for COVID-19. And there you are in the grocery store getting those groceries of yours. We're going to be talking about it on the show today. And last on the program, we're going to be talking about the top 10 reasons not to get a flu shot. Oh, yeah, all of that straight ahead here on the show, so don't go anywhere. We'll get back to your phone calls and questions in a moment. Al, in the state of Colorado, you're going to be up next. Be prepared. And if you want to join us with a question about your own health, you can call in right now. Here's the number, 888-553-7262. Open line health questions or health comments, 1-888-55-DR-BOB, 888-553-7262. Have you ever stopped to think about why it is that we are compelled to wear masks in order to keep from getting sick with COVID-19. Why are the masks being mandated when we walk into Lowe's or Home Depot or some other place? What is it about a mask that is protecting you? I think it's pretty, evident. The mask is supposed to stop the level of load of virus hitting your nasal cavity, because it's only over your nose, not your eyes. So the nose, the nostril area, must be an important area to pay attention to in order to keep from getting sick. I mean, we used to make fun of the Asians for wearing masks. Remember, we'd see an Asian in the airport, an Asian person in the airport, and we'd chuckle. Why are they wearing a mask? That's silly. That looks ridiculous. Oh, here we are, all wearing masks. What is it all about? Well, it's reducing the amount of droplets and vaporized viral particles from getting inside your nose, inside your nostrils, and making you sick. Whether that virus is a cold virus, a flu virus, a COVID-19 virus, or some bacteria, the nasal cavity is an area we need to pay very close attention to. And if you want to get started at reducing your risk of getting sick, you will do just that. Just like I am with Clear Rescue Nasal Spray. Now, I took a flight, my wife and I took a flight last week, and we carried with us and began using the Clear Rescue Nasal Spray. And by the way, Clear is spelled with an X, X-L-E-A-R. The X stands for xylitol. It's one of the many ingredients in the Clear Rescue Nasal Spray. It's a potent, drug-free option against hardcore nasal problems, including all those things that enter your nose. Because remember, your nose is the filter of your body. It filters everything that you breathe in through your nostrils. And in fact, about 9 out of 10 people get sick with a cold, a flu, corona, by virtue of the viruses entering the nostrils. So you need to target the nostrils. In other words, keep the nostrils clean and clear and moist with this therapeutic nasal spray that's all natural, that has ingredients in it like grapefruit seed extract, oregano, tea tree oil, parsley, podiarco. It's great for children and adults, and it'll reduce your risk of developing these illnesses. And if you happen to get one, like a sore throat, runny nose, whatever it may be, upper respiratory thing, you can get over it faster. So have the Clear Rescue Nasal Spray on tap with you at all times. You can find it at finer health food stores, including Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods. You can find it at natural grocers, other fine retail stores. How about the big box stores? Yes, you can find Clear Rescue Nasal Spray there as well. CVS, Rite Aid, Kroger, Publix. Just ask for it at your favorite store. That's Clear, X-L-E-A-R, Rescue Nasal Spray. Great stuff to protect you from these challenging times we are in. All right, let's get back to your phone calls and your questions. Next up, we say hello to Al in the state of Colorado. Welcome to the program, Al. Hello.
Hi, Doc. I have a quick comment about what you just said, the nasal clear rinse.
Yes, sir.
I use saline rinse, but the items you mentioned in that seem like they would really be help your immune response in the nasal passages.
Hey, Al, would you do me a favor? Hang on. Would you just a second? We've got a commercial. We'll come back. I want to hear the rest of this. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Stay tuned. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please, feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though. If calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
I must stay conscious. Call on my angels, they say, oh, yes, a little faith. Don't doubt it, don't doubt
welcome or welcome. Welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We are in the middle of an open line conversation on the topic of health. People calling in from all over the United States to ask questions about health or make health comments. And you can join us if you wish. We'd love to have you. Our number into the program, should you have a health question or health comment, 888-553-7262. Toll free. Nationwide, 1-888-55 Dr. Bob, 888-553-7262. Let's get back to Al. Al, I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off there. The clock was chasing us. Now, you had a comment before you get to your question that you wanted to ask about this nasal spray that I just talked about, the Clear Rescue Nasal Spray. And you are 100% correct. Saline is not enough. It's not as therapeutic as having a nasal spray that has these antimicrobial agents in it and biocidal activity associated with it, like the stuff that I said, the grapefruit seed extract, the oregano, the Podiarco, the tea tree, much better, much more potent. Saline, if you had to get it in the concentration that it's required, it's too harsh. And it's very drying, and that's why we like people to switch away from the saline to go over to the xylitol in the rescue nasal spray by Clear. It's much better, much more effective. Did you have a follow-up question beyond that then, Al?
I have a bit of that tinnitus. We were talking about earlier, and everything you said was spot on with what my audiologist says. The question is, there's a device that's advertised that has a silicon screw, if you will, to try to draw out the wax instead of pushing it in. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of that? And if so, I'll take my answer offline.
Okay, very good. Thank you for your phone call. Good health to you. And I haven't heard of the device. There's a lot of devices out there, and wax is usually not the reason why people have ringing in the ears. It can certainly build up, and it can certainly exacerbate the problem and push on your eardrum and create problems. But wax is a normal substance. It's how the body protects the area, and it will increase when there's a problem. And some people do get impaction of it. Impacted cerebrum, and it's easy to take an otoscope and look inside there to see if the canal is inflamed or red or the tympanic membrane is bulging out, all that. But that's usually not the reason for it. And with respect to helping get wax out of the ears, you can use Wally's ear oil, a couple drops of that, or some olive oil, or even garlic oil works well, and you just let it eventually seep out on its own. There's irrigators now available in the drugstores or your own doctor. So there's nothing there. But the best thing to try are those therapeutic things that I've tried. I've seen so many people with ringing in the ears, and it's a recalcitrant condition. It is very difficult to affect, but those people who stick with it 90 days, and they use a combination of things, like they watch the drugs they're taking, they get away from the caffeine, they find out if they're on any prescription drugs, they look it up to see if any of them increase the risk of ringing or tinnitus. They try the acupuncture treatments, a series of acupuncture treatments, they see their chiropractor, and they take this Ring Stop formula. The Ring Stop formula was developed back in the early 2000s, right around 2003. I was doing some consulting for a company in Utah at the time, and I said to them, they don't have anything on the market, and yet I know of all these things that I've used in my own practice to help people with tinnitus or ringing in the ears. And they figured out how to put it all in one formula so you didn't have to take six or seven different things. And so there it is. And it's there. I have nothing to do with the company anymore, but it's still in the health food stores. Ring Stop by a company by the name of Natural Care Products. Alan, you should look it up and then get 90 days supply and give it a try. I mean, it can't make you any worse, and it may help you. It may resolve the problem that it has so many others. Again, thank you so much for your phone call. All right, next up Here comes Kathy in the state of New Jersey. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Kathy, hello.
Hello, and thank you, Dr. Martin. Out of the blue, my thumb joint, my thumb on my left hand, wouldn't bend. And when I did force it to bend, it would burn, and it doesn't bend normally. I have to force it. It burns like crazy. Is that a tendon or what could that
could
be?
I wouldn't force it anymore. When your body locks that up, it's trying to put its own little cast on it, and if you try to break that, you're going to injure an already injured area. Don't do that. So what I would do is try to figure out, could you have strained it doing something repetitively? You know, you may have bumped it and didn't realize it. The thumb is related to your lung because the thumb, their thumb has an acupuncture pathway from the outside of the thumb up into your lung. So if there's any kind of respiratory issues or a lung problem, that could be referred to that area. Now, there can also be a nerve pinch in your neck that goes to your thumb, so that should be a consideration. So my suggestion is you go into your chiropractor to have the neck checked, to check the thumb joint. It could be jammed, and the chiropractic physician can do manipulation on it, or do acupuncture on it, or do ultrasound for it. Lots of ways to deal with it, but you shouldn't be stretching it and making it worse. All right, Joy, Kathy, thank you so much for your phone call. We'll be right back on Dr. Bob Martin.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
right, Dr. Bob Martin back with you. We're winding down hour number one, but hour number two is straight ahead. Now, we took a lot of phone calls during this hour, so they always trump everything. Next hour, I'm going to begin the hour talking about the connection between manual labor and the fact that it increases your risk of dementia, where this can lead to cognitive issues, including memory loss, difficulty thinking or problem solving related to manual labor. Now, it just sounds contrary to what we have all been led to believe. In other words, you don't want to be a couch potato. You don't want to be sedentary. That's worse. So you get out and you move around and you exercise, etc. That's good for your mind. It reduces your risk of dementia, reduces your risk of memory loss and Alzheimer's and everything else. But here we have the latest information out of the University of Copenhagen about how there is a connection between manual labor and how it may increase the risk of dementia. We're going to talk about that. And from there, rather than leave you twisting in the wind, I'm also going to talk about the fact that there are some very common medical drugs that you may be consuming right now that may increase your risk of memory loss. We'll name those classes of drugs and tell you about the 15 best foods for your brain that can help improve your memory and reduce your risk of dementia and difficulty thinking and problem solving. So in addition to talking about this latest information about how manual labor is connected to memory loss and dementia, all dementias, including the worst, that would be Alzheimer's disease, I'm going to tell you about some common drugs, the classes of these drugs, that may actually make or exacerbate memory loss, followed by the 15 or so, maybe 13 different foods that the brain loves to get a hold of to assist in its function. All of that is next hour. Now, if for whatever reason you can't get the next hour of the program, let's say you're driving in your automobile right now and you go out of range, then you flip over to your cell phone, your iPhone, your Android, your Samsung, whatever it may be, or maybe you have a tablet or a laptop, you whip that out and you log on to my site, drbob.com, drbob.com, and there you are. Bam. Hit the button, the appropriate button at the top. You have live streaming audio right there. But stay tuned to the radio station you're listening to right now if they carry hour number two and three. And tell your friends about this radio station you're listening to as well. All right, so stay close for another dose of Extreme Wellness. Later in the program, also the top five reasons not to take a flu shot. Oh, wait till you hear this. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products, founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey. He has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, 833-866-6391, or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.